Sometimes things work out, but what happens when they don't? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I'm sure I've talked about this before, but when I was a senior in college, I was a resident assistant at my university. I came alive that year. I discovered my gift and love for hospitality, and positions were opening up for resident directors the next year. So I applied with a lot of prayer and excitement. Unfortunately, I didn't even make it past the first round of interviews, and I was crushed, embarrassed, and really frustrated. But then I moved home, and 3 months later, I ended up taking the position I currently have, directing a youth group, where I get to use hospitality and discipleship all the time. If you're alive, you've likely faced disappointments like this. And that's why today's Devo is so important. It's called Bigger and Better by Allison Wilson Lee. When I was 17, my second choice for a summer activity rose to become my first choice. Earlier in the year, I auditioned for the All-State Marching Band, which would travel and perform during the summer. However, I didn't get selected for that honor. So I set my sights on something different. I decided to work with a group called the Youth Conservation Corps, helping maintain national parks and wildlife areas. I relished time in nature and thought I'd fit in well. First, however, I needed to apply. I diligently completed the application. I asked my favorite teacher to write a recommendation for me. Then I waited. In the spring, I finally received word. I had not been hired for the job. Now both my goals for the summer had been squashed. Back then, I viewed this as a failure. Over time, though, I've learned to examine these circumstances through the eyes of faith. It's true I didn't make the cut for the marching band or the environmental protection work I envisioned doing, but I didn't need to despair. I didn't need to wonder if the loss of these dreams would derail my life from moving forward. If we've put our trust in Jesus, we are God's children, and we can rely on our good Father. We can also rely on what He tells us in His Word. We can set goals and make plans toward them, all while trusting that God establishes our steps. He secures a way for us even when our own plans fall apart. As followers of Christ, we can rest in God's unshakable peace because, although we may feel like our lives have gotten off course, God's plans are always bigger and better than ours. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time you pursued a goal only to find you didn't reach it? Did it cause you to question whether you were headed in the right direction? When things don't turn out like we hoped, it's normal to be disappointed. God has compassion on us in these times, and He wants to comfort us. Consider taking some time to talk to God about any disappointments that come to mind. How might it be freeing to commit our plans to the Lord and trust Him with the outcomes? According to Romans 8:28-29, what is God ultimately working toward? As you and I can read in Proverbs 16:9, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Proverbs 16, verses 3 through 9, Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 29, and Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo, but do you need a little bit more encouragement in your faith? Well, I'd encourage you to check out our Unlocked Devo Instagram. It's a great resource for encouragement and knowing where to start sometimes in your Bible reading or when battling things like temptation. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Not Forgotten with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.